Gila.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're the only one who's on?
I think so.
Okay. Well, we'll wait.
Okay.
Has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Please join me in saying the Anabaptoa.
All right, let me mute.
Anabaptoa, Udula Chinita. Tati Serira Alafet Gimel Yutaf Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sarbenu Kaharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshehutka Gilbavat Shamayim Nun Gimel Dalet Yutkaf Shin Barchem Tacharim Rachamei Sikatka Tamid Gamayim Betet Reish Saditaf Gimel Asin Kadosh Biro Tufa Nael Adata Et Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geer Lamcha Pene Zopre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed E Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Alubot Shinkupal Sadiuta. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. Our last day is continuing our study of the Sefer Yehoshua, this book of Joshua. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 6 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's in row 6, the third column from the left. When it opens up, it's got a list of all of the parashas. If you scroll towards the bottom, you'll find the book of Joshua. And scroll to chapter 13. That will be our class today. When that commentary opens up, please click on the link to the Bechon Mamre website, and then that will bring you to the book of Joshua and you've been scrolled to chapter 13, which is where we would begin after we have a very short discussion about the number of verses. There are 33 verses in chapter 13. 33 connects to the Sefirah of Hod, Shebechod, which relates to the holiday of Lag BaOmer, but it also relates to the fifth day of the month of Av, which is rapidly approaching, will be this coming Saturday night, Motzi Shabbat, as the fifth day of the fifth month is also Hod Shebechod. And Hod Shebechod represents the light of the Torah without any limitation of physicality. And it's reinforcing the idea that chapter 13, while it's not the appropriate way of identifying, the number 13 relates to the unity of all. So let us begin our study of chapter 13 by going to the Mahon Mamre website. And the first verse, we'll do a L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu L'Yachda L'Shem Yudhe Bovavhe V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah L'Asok Torah Mitzvah V'Yinu Amadadai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kadanei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kadanei. We Yehoshua Zaken Laba Yamin Bayomer Hashem Elav Ata Zakanta Bata Vayamin Zaharet Nishara Harbe Meod Lerishta. Now Joshua was old and well stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and well stricken in years, and there remains yet very much land to be possessed. There are 16 words in this verse. And the number 16 relates to the male letters of Hashem's name, the Yud and the Vav. And 67 letters connects to the Sefirah of Bina, with its gematria of 67. So essentially what you have is a connection in this verse to Chachma, Bina, and Zerantin. One question we can ask, is why did it duplicate the statement of being old and well stricken in years? And in fact, the words are slightly different. when it's describing it, it says Zakein. And when it's speaking, Hashem was speaking to him, it says Zakanta. Stricken is an adjective. Zakanta is a verb. Well, not really a verb. But then instead of Ba, that Aleph, it's Ba'at or Ba'ata, which represents with the Shekhinah. Verse 2. Zotaret Hanisharet Kogalilot Hapshlishin Wekal Hagashuri. This is the land that yet remains, all the regions of the Philistines and all the Geshurites. There are eight words which connects to Bina. And 37 letters, which also connects to the concealed aspect of Bina. The third verse. Min ha-shichor asher al-penei Mitzrayim v'yad gibul yekron Tahona Lahatnani Tehashel Tahashet Tarne Felishtim Hazati Vashtoni Haya Eshkeloni Hagiti Vahekroni Vahavim. From the Shechor, which is before Egypt, even unto the border of Ekron, northward, which is counted to the Canaanites, the five lords of the Philistines, the Gazit and the Ashdodite, the Ashkelonite, and the Gittite, and the Ekronite, also the Avim. There are 21 words connecting to the name of God, Echie. There are 101 letters. 101 is the gematria of the name of Michael. And Michael represents the angel connected to Chesed. What's being implied here is the gift of the land, because Hashem is helping the nation defeat all of these other kings and nations. The gift of the land is a chesed. Verse 4. Mite man kol eretz ha-kenani umara asher latzidonim ad afeka ad gibur ha-emori. On the south, all the land of the Canaanites and Meara that belongs to the Zidonians, unto Apkek, to the border of the Amorites. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. Number that in the Perkei Avot, it says that there are 48 ways to acquire Torah. So it's a direct connection to the light of the Torah. The fifth verse. V'haaretz hagiveli v'kol halvanon mizrach asher mech Mi ba'al gad tachat har hermon ad levo hamat. In the land of the Gibalites and all of Lebanon, toward the sun rising, from Baal Gad under Mount Hermon unto the entrance of Hamat. Words which connects to King David, to Malchut, connects to the hand of action. The Hebrew word is Yad. Two letters connects to Malchut through the gematria of Hashem's name when spelled out. The sixth verse. Kol yoshve ha'har min alvanon ad mishrepot ma'im kol tzidonim anochi orishem mivnei b'nei Yisrael rakati lecha v'Yisrael b'nachala kasher tzvitika. And the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon unto Misrephot Maim, even all the Zidonians, them will I drive out from before the children of Israel. Only allot thou it unto Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded thee. 21 words connecting to Echie, the name of God, dealing with Bina. And 84 letters connects to twice 42, which we've discussed, I believe it was one of the other classes this past week. The number 84 relates to the creation of the body and the creation of the soul. The seventh verse. V'yata chelek et haaretz hazot v'nachala v'tishat hashvatim v'chatzi hashevet ha-menashe. Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance unto the nine tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh. There are 11 words which connects to the Ketoret, drawing you close to Hashem, but also the 10 Sephirot plus the negative system. There are 46 letters, which is Mem Vav, representing his water, which can be translated as the Torah. Verse 8. Imo haruveni v'hagadi lachu nachalatam asher natan lahem Moshe ever hayarden mizracha ka'asher Natan lachem Moshe Evned Hashem. With him the Reubenites and the Gadites received their inheritance, which Moses gave them, beyond the Jordan eastward, even as Moses, the servant of Hashem, gave them. There are 18 words connecting to Chai, to life. And there are 70 letters, which obviously connects to 70 nations. The ninth verse. Me'aroer asher al sefat nachal Arnon v'ha'ir asher betoch ha'nachal L'kol ha'mishor med va'adivun. From Aroer, that is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the tableland from Mediba unto Dibon. Words which connects to the upper worlds of Yud and He. And 58 letters, which connects to the Hebrew word N, which is Chochmah Nestar, the conceived wisdom. It also connects to the name Noah, which represents comfort. Verse 10. Wakala re sihon melech haemori Asher malach v'cheshbon ad gibur b'nei Amon. In all the cities of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who reigned in Cheshbon, unto the border of the children of Ammon. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes. And 44, which connects the Hebrew word dam, meaning blood. Verse 11. Wehagilad ugu hagshuri v'hamakati v'kol har hermon v'kol habashan ad salka. And Gilead in the border of the Geshurites and the Machahites and all of Mount Hermon and all Bashan unto Salka. In 11 words, we've already discussed the number 11 today. and Gilead and the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites and all of Mount Hermon and all Bashan unto Salca. The 12th verse. Come Amluhud, O Babashan, Asher Mala, Ashtarot, Uved Rehi, Unishar Mieter, Arfaim Vyakim, Moshe Vayorishem. All the kingdom of Og and Bashan, who reigned in Ashtarot and in Edrei, the same was left of the remnant of the Raphaim, for these did Moses smite and drove them out. Fifteen words connecting to the upper worlds of Yud and Hey. Three letters. The 13th verse. Willo Horishu Bnei Israel Ed Hagishuri Viet Hamakati Vieshev Gishuru Makat Bekerev Israel Ad Hayom Hazeh. Nevertheless, the children of Israel drove not out the Geshurites nor the Machanites, but Geshur and Machat dwell in the midst of Israel unto this day. These are two of the three nations that we were told were not allowed to eliminate. We're waiting for the Mashiach. Verse 14. Brach l'shevet ha-levi lo natan nachala Yishe Hashem Elohei Israel Unachlato ka'asher diper lo. Only unto the tribe of Levi he gave no inheritance. The offerings of Hashem, the God of Israel, made by fire are his inheritance, as he spoke unto him. Words. And 52 letters connects to the level of Malchut. That's the gematria of the spelled out name connecting to Malchut. Verse 15. Vayiten Moshe umate b'nei Reuven l'mishpechotam. And Moses gave unto the tribe of the children of Reuben according to their families. And there were six words connecting to Zeronkin, but separated from Malkut, as is representative of the idea that Reuben was not yet ready to come into the land, had not achieved its full correction yet. And 26 letters connects to Hashem's name. Verse 16. Vayehi lachem ha-gidul me'aroer asher al sifat nachal arnon v'ha'ir asher betoch ha-nachal v'kal ha-mishor al-medva. And their border was from Aroer, that is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the tableland by the Medeba. And there are 17 words indicating connection to Tov, which is good. And 65 letters connects to Adonai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. The 17th verse. Heshbon v'kol arecha Asher b'meishor divon v'amot ba'al uveit ba'al meon. Heshbon and all her cities that are in the tableland, divon and b'amot ba'al and bat bel bet ba'al meon. Eleven words connect to what we
has joined.
Three letters, which we've already discussed that as well. I'm actually going to stop here. I know we have a little bit of time, but we won't finish the chapter, and we won't read the commentary at all. So I'm saving that for next week. Does anybody have any questions? And I remind you that tonight is Rosh Chodesh, so please join us for the 7 o'clock class. And that Saturday night, Motzi Shabbat, will be a long study having to do with the Ari. Without question. Without any questions, I would bid you all Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Have a beautiful afternoon. Shalom.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.